Pada sabat ini saya akan membahas tentang memulaikan satu seri baru ya. I'm starting with a new series ya. A new series that we will be focusing on the spiritual transformation. Okay? We'll be focusing on the spiritual transformation that can happen in our life. Now the question is, pertanyaannya pada saat kita berbicara tentang perubahan spiritual ya, pertumbuhan spiritual dalam kehidupan kita, spiritual life that we can have. It's seemingly difficult. Sukar sekali kadang-kadang ya. Jatuh bangun terus orang ya. We seemingly used to fall down and then up again in our spiritual journey. We don't walk straight sometimes. Ya. Kita tidak bisa jalan lurus, jatuh bangun ya. Down and up. Why? Why is it that seemingly we know the truth. Kita tahu apa yang benar. We know what we need to do. Kita tahu apa yang kita harus lakukan. And yet, we don't do it. We don't do the thing that is right. Kita tidak lakukan hal yang benar. Kita lebih suka bahkan seringkali melakukan hal yang tidak benar. We like to do the things that, like Apostle Paul say, the thing that we should not do, we do it. Kita lakukan hal tersebut. Ya. Why? What's wrong? Is it the word of God is difficult to understand, sukar untuk dimengerti? Or perhaps our understanding about God make us, you know, having struggle with our spiritual life. Pandangan kita tentang Allah, siapa Allah itu yang membuat kita bergumul dengan kehidupan kerohanian kita. What do you think? Who is God to us? Siapa Allah itu bagi kita? Who is our God? When you think about God, what comes to your mind? Oh, my father. Oh, but my father is so strict. Orang tua saya kadang-kadang, panjaha. Ada yang mungkin bilang begitu ya. How can we view of God as panjaha? Jahat, keras. Suka-uka, hukum-hukum. We view God is, of course, we can think of God as a lawgiver, Allah pemberi hukum. Yeah, we have the Ten Commandments in the Bible. We have the Ten Commandments, Allah pemberi hukum. And many times we think of the law, kita berpikir tentang hukum as what? A prison. Ya, kemarin ada orang diinterview di satu show di Filipina, Jasper yang di acara itu ya, Ifurigiaga, dia katakan, many times we think of God, dia katakan, seringkali kita berpikir tentang Allah sebagai Allah yang keras, a stern God giving law, 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 law. You have to follow the law, you have to obey the law. And when we think of the law as something like that, then we think of the law as prison. Kita memikirkan hukum itu bagaikan apa? Penjara. The law as a prison dan berdosa sebagai kebebasan. Okay? And we think the law as prison and we think sin as freedom. So pada saat kita berbuat dosa, wah freedom, yeah, we find the freedom to do sin. Yeah. We have the misunderstanding about God, about his character, his law. Kita punya pemahaman yang salah tentang karakter Allah. Juga dengan apa ya? Hukum Allah. What does the Bible says? The Bible is very clear. Alkitab sangat jelas. From the beginning to the end, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we can sum up the whole Bible in the word love. Seluruh Alkitab dapat kita simpulkan sebagai kata apa ya? Kasih. 10 hukum Allah misalnya. The Ten Commandments is all about what? Love. Love your God, love your fellow human being. So it's all actually is about love. The Bible is about the story of life, or of love. Alkitab adalah kisah tentang apa? Kisah tentang kasih. And so for this coming 4 sermons that I'm prepared, we only be focusing on one text. The main text. Yeah, of course, there will be an additional text. But our text is from John 3, verse 13. Fokus yang akan kita sepanjang 4 khotbah ini adalah dari Yohanes 3, ayat 16. Waduh, so pece, pendeta. So sering orang dengar. Oh, maybe, ya. Kita pikir, aduh, saya sering. Yeah. But this is a very, very important message. Sangat penting ini pekabaran ini. Nanti kita akan lihat sangat penting ya bagaimana. Karena inilah yang membawa kita untuk masuk dalam kerajaan surga. Kasih Allah ini. Kasih tanpa kasih Allah, tidak ada yang bisa masuk dalam kerajaan surga. Nah, kapan? Kapan pemberitaan tentang John 3:16 was given? When was this given? When was Jesus spoke about John 3:16? Di Sermon on the Mount, pada saat dia berkhotbah di banyak orang. Kapan? When did he spoke about John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. When was this given? It was a one-on-one conversation, because Jesus want that each one of us have individual transformation. It's not only about church transformation, but each one of us have individual transformation. Masing-masing kita harus ada apa? Perubahan kerohanian. Individual. Not as a group. Individual. Ya, secara individu. Dan betapa pentingnya. This is so important because even in the book Desire of Ages, page 176. Ya, di buku Kerinduan Segala Zaman dikatakan apa ya? In the interview with Nicodemus, please read in Indonesia ya. In the interview with Nicodemus, Jesus unfolded the plan of salvation and his mission to the world. Dalam wawancara dengan Nicodemus itu, Yesus memaparkan rencana keselamatan dan tugasnya ke dalam apa? Tugasnya ke dalam dunia ini. Sambungannya. In none of his subsequent discourses, ya, dalam segala pembicaraannya yang kemudian, suatu pun tiada yang menerangkan. Jadi, after this, only this, in other words, only when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, hanya pada saat Yesus berbicara dengan Nicodemus, ini lebih jelas. It is more apa? Fully, he explains so fully, step by step, pekerjaan yang perlu dilakukan di dalam hati semua orang yang hendak masuk ke dalam kerajaan surga. So, this is the only time that Jesus speak fully. Apa begitu jelas, langkah demi langkah, step by step, how we all can go to heaven. So this is very important. This is not a joke. This text is not just for memorizing, you know, for children to be good to memorizing. This is a very important because in this one text, the whole Bible we can say in it. Ada seluruh Alkitab masuk ke dalam Yohanes 3 ayat berapa? 16. Karena itu begitu jelas, langkah demi apa? Langkah. Mari kita lihat, kita akan melangkah bersama-sama dari sabat ini sampai 4 sabat, langkah satu demi kata lainnya ya. Mari kita baca sama-sama bahasa Indonesia. You can read in English, I'll be reading in Indonesia ya. Karena begitu besar, mari kita baca. Karena begitu besar kasih Allah akan dunia ini, sehingga ia telah mengaruniakan anaknya yang tunggal, supaya setiap orang yang percaya kepadanya tidak binasa, melainkan beroleh hidup yang kekal. Ini inti dari Kejadian sampai Wahyu. Intinya. Inti Alkitab itu bukan 666. Inti Alkitab itu bukan ini. This is the major theme of the Bible. From the book of Genesis all the way to Revelation, this is the text. Now, if you study the context, you mentioned about this is when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, right? So Nicodemus came to Jesus. Oh, great teacher! Well, it started to memuji Jesus. Yeah, only someone, you know, sent by God can say like this. And then Jesus says, "What? You have to be born again." Without being born again, each one of us cannot enter what? Kerajaan Tuhan. Tanpa dilahirkan kembali tidak bisa. Without being born again. How come? Nicodemus said, how come? I'm already old. How can I go to my mother's womb and be born? Yeah? How can we be born again? Well, we are not being born from our mother, but from the Holy Spirit. Yeah? So being born again is the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, baptism, and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is born of the spirit is spirit. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound. You cannot see the wind. Kita tidak bisa melihat angin. But we can what? We can hear. And seterusnya ya. We can hear the sound. In other words, we can see the effect. We can see the fruit of it. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Buah daripada roh yang ada dalam kehidupan kita. Ya. So it is the work of the Holy Spirit that that is the one that brings the conversion, the transformation. Yeah. But Nicodemus still confused. Huh? Jesus talk about this. Nicodemus confused. So Nicodemus menjawab in verse 9 to 11. Nicodemus menjawab. Yeah. Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this thing be?" And Jesus rebuked him. "Are you the teacher of Israel? And you do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen. And you do not receive our witness." In other words, Jesus was saying, this is not a secret. Ini bukan lagi rahasia. Sudah dinyatakan dari kitab Kejadian. It has been given from the book of Genesis and everything. It has always been written about how do we enter the kingdom of God. It was not a secret. It has been revealed. But somehow you have not received it. It was given, but you have not what? Kamu sudah diberikan, tapi you have not received. Kamu tidak menerima. Kamu tidak percaya. Itulah sebabnya ada kata percaya di sini. Ya. Kamu tidak percaya waktu aku berkata-kata dengan kamu tentang hal-hal duniawi. I have told you earthly, if I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? In other words, in order to understand God, we do not understand God with our earthly mind. Pada saat kita ingin memahami Tuhan kita, kita tidak memahami Tuhan dengan apa? Pikiran kemanusiaan kita. Jangan kita langsung pikir karena tapi papa jahat, udah berarti itu Tuhan kita jahat. Itu kan pemikiran manusia ya. Different. Different. Tidak ada seorang pun yang telah naik ke sorga selain daripada dia yang telah turun dari sorga, yaitu anak manusia. You may have a wrong conception about God the Father because of your human father. But I know my father. Jesus said. Kamu mungkin punya pemahaman yang salah tentang ayahmu, tentang orang tuamu. But that is not what my God is. That is not my father is. Itu bukan itu ayah saya. And then Jesus said, dan sama seperti Musa meninggalkan ular di padang gurun. So this is again talking about the character of the Father, yeah, the character that we will study later on, love, yeah. This is until verse 15. Itu karakter daripada Allah yang kasih, yeah. Dan sama seperti Musa meninggikan ular di padang gurun, demikian juga anak manusia harus ditinggikan supaya setiap orang yang percaya, berapa kali kata percaya, many times speaking about believing, you need to believe. The Son of Man must be lifted up, and whoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have what? But have eternal life. What is this? What is the story? Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. What is the story? What is the story in the wilderness? Kisah apa itu di padang belanggur? Huh? Oh, the snake. What happened to the snake? Anda bisa baca itu dalam Bilangan 21. What happened to the snake? The Israelites, they were rebelling against God. Mereka memberontak pada Tuhan. Mereka minta makanan yang biasa mereka makan di Egypt. They want to eat something fleshy food like they used to have in Egypt. And then God gave. And then suddenly, because of their rebellion, snake were sent to them. And they were beaten. Many of them died. And many of them suffering with the snake. And what did Moses do? Apa yang Musa lakukan? Moses made a bronze serpent. Makanya alat-alat simbol kedokteran itu apa? Ular ya. The symbol in medicine is snake. Yeah? Jadi Moses made bronze snake. So, and then what did Moses say? If you want to be healed, look at the bronze snake. Look at the bronze snake. In the mind of the people, that is nuts. That's another word. That is not right. This is the animal that killed us. Inilah binatang yang membunuh kami. How can, in order to be healed, we have to look at the snake? How can that be? It is ridiculous, maybe they say. Nggak mungkin ini. This is the thing that is destroying us. But again, Jesus says, you must believe. You must believe. This is the way. Yeah. Moses said, you must believe. This is the way. Many people, maybe after their meeting, what? Looking at the bronze snake? This is the one that is killing me. Ini yang sedang bunuh saya. And they did not want to believe, and they died. They didn't want to believe and they die. So, Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you believe, I, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, has to be lifted up like a snake. Why? Because the sin, symbolizing the snake, yeah, the sin has to be given to Jesus. Jesus has to carry the sin of the world. Dia harus. Dan dia harus apa? Oh, ditinggikan. Wow, what? That's good. Huh? What does ditinggikan mean? What is lifted up means? Apa artinya kita harus ditinggikan? Dipuja-puji? Lifted up means Jesus has to die on the cross. Yeah? Jesus has to die. Just like the bronze snake was put in the apa kayu, ya. Yeah? Demikian juga Yesus, ya. Yeah? The Son of Man must be lifted up, in other words, that Jesus has to die. Because of sin, Jesus will be lifted up not to a throne, but to the cross to die for us. And this is something, explanation that needs to be believed. Yeah? Needs to be believed. We must believe. Yeah? So Jesus told Nicodemus, if you want to be born again, look at the Christ hung on the cross. Kalau kamu mau selamat, kalau kamu mau dilahirkan kembali supaya masuk kerajaan surga, lihat apa? Yesus yang disalibkan di mana? Di kayu salib. And bagi, for Nicodemus, this is a shocking thing. For Nicodemus, this is shocking. You know, for the Jewish people at that time, especially a leader like Nicodemus, Jesus must what? Jesus must come down to crush and stamp down. Come down to stamp down to crush the Romans. Yesus harus datang dan menginjak apa? Menginjak orang-orang Romawi. And now Jesus was telling him that the Messiah would come down and would be lifted up on the cross. Gantinya dia menginjak orang-orang Roma, sekarang dia harus diangkat, dimatikan di alat pembunuhan orang Roma yang paling apa? Paling dahsyat. He has to be lifted up and into the Roman tool for ultimate torture or ultimate death. So Nicodemus was shocked. Yeah, he was bewildered. He was bingung dia. And he was perhaps when Jesus said like that, what? You have to die on the cross? In other words, yeah. That's impossible. While he was still shaking, while waktu dia masih mungkin goyang-goyang kepala, and this is what Jesus says. Karena begitu besar kasih Allah akan dunia ini, sehingga ia telah mengaruniakan anaknya yang tunggal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What is the first word here? What is the first word in this text? For. Karena. What does that mean? Yeah. Karena, it means, it is explanation. Why would Jesus die on the cross? Karena apa? Kasih. Kenapa Yesus harus mati? Karena kasih. Why would Jesus have to die? Because of love. Great love. It is an explanation of love. Why and how can it be that the Son of God will die on the cross? Because of God's love. Because God so loved the world. Now the question is that we need to ask this time. How do you know, not how, yeah? But do you know that God loves us? Ask each one of us. Mari kita tanya. Masing-masing kita bertanya. Each one of us ask this question. Do we know that our God now loves us? Huh? How many of you would like to convincingly raise your hand to say, yes, I'm convinced that my God loves me now? Okay? Amen, amen. Dan maybe sampai itu. Tapi kita masih dihukum oleh Tuhan pendeta. Tuhan masih hukum kita. No. Jadi tidak tahu kalau dia masih sayang pada kita atau tidak. God is still punishing me. I still don't have this. I still don't have that. I'm still struggle with this. I'm still struggle with that. No, I don't think God is loving me. God is punishing me maybe. Yeah. But how do we know that God loves us? We will study now. But my point is, how do we know that you love someone? How do we know that you are in love with other people? How do you know? How do you know? How do yourself? Bagaimana setiap Anda tahu bahwa Anda sedang mencintai orang lain? Anda tahu scientifically? Scientifically, this is it. 7 reasons love is good for your heart. 7 alasan kenapa cinta itu bagus untuk hati Anda, kesehatan hati Anda. Why? Because when you are in love, like this article says, when you lock eyes with the person who makes your heart race, whether it is a new crush or the love of your life, I'm not going to say anything, yeah? Your brain releases hormones such as dopamine, adrenaline, and norepinephrine, which make your heart beat faster and stronger. Apalagi when you see the girlfriend, when you see your girlfriend, yeah? You can hear that. Yeah. And this spike can train your heart to pump blood. Pada saat kita melihat orang yang kita cintai, hati kita berdetak lebih cepat. Dan darah itu jadi apa? Mengalir cepat. Bagus untuk jantung. Ya. Bagus untuk jantung, ya. So that's it, ya. So when we talk about God so loved the world, we are talking about we can now, like us, we can hear detakan jantung Tuhan. We can hear the heartbeat of God's heart. The heartbeat, detakan jantung daripada apa? Allah. Jadi pada saat Yesus katakan, for God so loved the world that he gave, ini yang pertama kita akan pelajari sahabat ini. This is the first few words that we're going to study. We are going to hear the heartbeat of God. Bubuk, 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 bubuk. Okay? Why? What makes God's heart pump? Apa yang menyebabkan hati Allah itu apa? Berdetak. Ya. Apa yang menyebabkan hati Allah berdetak? Ya. Kalau kita lihat, ya. Kalau kita lihat, ya. Bahwa hati Allah berdetak oleh sebab adanya kasih yang apa? Kasih yang kekal. For God so loved. For God so, apa dikatakan? So loved. Dia telah mencintai kita bukan karena akibat. Ya, akibat apa yang kita lakukan. Karena adanya nilai dari sesuatu. Not because of the value of the thing, the value of an object. Okay, misalnya, saya dapat katakan, misalnya. Okay, saya mencintai makanannya, misalnya ya. Tante Feli, biapong ya Tante Feli. Oh, kita sayang sekali Tante Feli biapong. Atau Om Oce punya ikan. Saya enggak bisa sebut satu-satu. Nanti khotbah kita habis kita kalau cuma sebut satu-satu apa yang saya suka dari Anda ya. Tapi coba kita lihat. Satu makanan yang Anda cintai. What makes you love the things? Apa yang menyebabkan Anda mencintai makanan tersebut? Karena rasanya, isn't it? Because of the taste. The biapong is different than other people taste. Ya. Yeah? Itu ayam woku different taste than other people taste. Because there is a value, ada nilai di mana? Dari benda tersebut. Because ada nilai dari benda tersebut, because there is a value in the thing, we love it. Kita mencintai. Ya. Yeah. Kita mencintai. Itu sebabnya the love is because of the love is the effect, adalah efek dari sesuatu nilai. But the love of God is not receiving, yeah, but giving value. Kasih Tuhan, gantinya dia menerima nilai, dia memberi nilai. Kasih Tuhan, the love of God is the thing that give value to the object. The love of God is the thing that will give value to the object. You are a loving person. You are a loving person to me because you have brought lot of ole-ole dari Indonesia. You are a loving person because you are brought ole-ole, you bring something from Indonesia. Maybe you can say like that. Because there is a value in it of what we receive. But God is not giving value because God receiving something from you, but because he give you the value. Dialah yang memberikan apa ya? Dialah yang memberikan nilai. Dialah yang memberikan nilai. Jadi dengan kata lain, kita punya the love that we receive is started that not by me. But by you. Kasih itu Anda yang sudah mulai. You started it. You give me something. You treat me well. Then I love you. But the love of God, no. It's not because you do something. But not because God is receiving something, but God give that love to us. So that's why the Bible speak about what? Beats with an everlasting what? Everlasting love. What does everlasting love mean? Apa artinya everlasting? It doesn't have beginning and no what? No end. Tidak ada awal dan tidak ada apa? Akhir. Tidak diawali dengan pemberian Anda. Tidak diawali dengan tindakan Anda. It doesn't start when you convert. It doesn't start when you confess your sin. Even when you're a sinner, God give you what? His love. Everlasting love, according to Jeremiah 31:33. Aku mengasihi engkau dengan kasih yang kekal. I have loved you with an everlasting love, meaning that the love has existed even before you exist. Kasih Allah sudah ada bahkan sebelum Anda ada. Sebelum Anda memberikan apa-apa kepada Anda. Sebelum Anda bertobat, before you converted, before you do anything, God has his love for you. I've drowned you with unfailing kindness. And ulangan, yeah, the book Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 7:8. How did God choose the Israelite? Apa yang menyebabkan orang Israel itu yang dipilih? What makes the Israelite was chosen people? Why they were a chosen people? Why? Is it because they are bigger, they are better than other country? Apakah karena mereka lebih baik, lebih hebat dari negara lain? No. The Lord did not set his love on you now, nor choose you because you were in number, more in number than any other people. For you are the least of the people, but because the Lord love you. Not because ada nilai, not because you are close to me, not because you give me something, not because you are repented, you converted, and so on and so forth. No. I love you. I love you. Yeah. Yeah. For us, we love because of something of value. We love because you are kind to me. We love because you obey me. We love you because you give me something. But God's love is not because of something of value, but because he's placing a value on you. Dia menempatkan nilai pada Anda. I know you're a sinner. I know you're not the right person. I love you. I love you. Yeah. And that love is placed value, meaning the transformation. Yeah. Kita mencintai karena kita menerima nilai harga ya, dari satu objek. Tetapi Allah membeli nilai kepada satu objek tersebut. In other words, from this and the text before, we can see and we can say that nothing we can do to make God loves us. Tidak ada sesuatu pun yang dapat kita lakukan untuk membuat Allah mencintai kita. Kenapa? Because he loves us. Dia mencintai kita. He just loves us. Dia hanya cinta kepada kita. Ya. Pada saat Anda memegang anak Anda yang pertama ya. Michi ya. Semua yang ibu-ibu. Pada what comes to your mind? Ya. Julifer, when you first hold Blair. What comes to your heart? Was it hate because I know you when you grow big you will not answer my call. I don't like you. Is that what you're going to say? Nothing. Nothing this baby can say anything. What you have is only what? Pure love. Pure love. The baby doesn't do anything to you. Maybe the baby poop on your hand or pee on your hand, but you love your baby. That's what the love of God. The first one is God everlasting love. The second one is God's heart beats with an ever seeking love. We finish, yeah, one word. For God so loved. Sudah finish? The world. Yeah. For God so loved the world. Allah detakkan jantung Allah yang dengan apa? Kasih yang untuk mencari. Kasih yang untuk apa? Untuk mencari. God so loved the world. Not only the Jew. Nicodemus would like to believe, oh, I'd like to be the one that God is looking. God will only look for the Jew. God will only look for the Adventist. God will only look for the PFISTAC member who attend the church. If they are not in the church, then forget it. Yeah. No. God's heart beats with an ever seeking love. Selalu ingin mencari. Jantung Allah berdetak dengan kasih yang selalu mencari yang hilang. When the garden, in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned, pada saat Adam dan Hawa berdosa, yeah, what did they do? They're looking for God? No, they are hiding. Yeah, they were hiding. Dan ketika, Genesis 3, verse 8 to 9, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. Mereka bersembunyi mereka. Yeah. Coba Anda lihat anak-anak Anda, anak-anak kita, atau kita dulunya, atau sampai sekarang, bukan hanya dulu. Kalau when we make a problem, when we are in trouble, what do? We run, lari. Ya, aduh, ini siapa punya ini? Aduh, so jatuh itu siapa yang makanan itu jatuh? Kita ada baking, kita yang lari, jangan sampai ketangkap ya. We drop something perhaps other people food, and then we drop other people food, and then well, nobody see. We run. No, I'm not talking about this. No. So that is our nature. Our nature is when we are in trouble, either the fault, our fault, or other people's fault, we run. Either we fight or flight. Kita baklai akang atau lari akang. Baklai akang atau lari akang. Yeah? And that is us. Why? Why would we run away? Yeah. Why would we run away? Kenapa kita? Takut. Kenapa takut? Takut apa? Why are we afraid? Takut apa? Takut kena hukum, takut dituduh, memang so baking betul-betul yang mereka apa? Takut dihukum pada umumnya. We afraid that we will be punished. We will be punished. We will be blamed. And we learn and accept that as the norm. Kita jadikan itu sebagai apa? Bagian daripada kehidupan kita. But that is not what our God is. Tetapi Tuhan Allah memanggil manusia itu dan berfirman kepadanya, di manakah engkau? Why? Why would God search for them? Supaya panis mereka, supaya, oh ngoni ini memang, so memang nakal ini. Apa ngoni? Tuhan mencari mereka. Why would God look for them? Why would God even ask? Well, first of all, God asked not because God did not know. Tuhan bertanya bukan karena dia tidak tahu. But because this will be a lesson that when we are in trouble, don't run away from him. Go to him. Jangan lari dari Tuhan, pergi kepada dia. Kenapa? Remember, pada waktu itu hari apa? In the cool of the day was cold. And they were wearing what? They were wearing just apa? Baju dari apa? Daun. They were wearing clothes from leaves. Yeah. Not enough. Yeah, winter tuh orang kalau pakai baju dari Manado, waduh, beku tuh orang. We need to have a skin jacket. Ya, minimal ya, kurang lebih lah. Skin jacket. Dan itulah yang Tuhan siapkan. When God say, where are you? Not to punish them, but God provide them with what? Jacket. Jacket kulit. Skin jacket. So that they can overcome the coldness of the day. So when you look at the Bible, when God seek us, when pada saat Tuhan mencari kita, we will see that God is actively looking for our benefit, for our welfare, untuk kebahagiaan kita, untuk kebahagiaan kita. There is a sheep. He did not know how to go back home. Dia tidak tahu jalan pulang. And so the shepherd has to come and get. And there is a coin. Ada koin yang jatuh. But because of the dirt in the house, yeah. Maka itu harus apa? Dibersihkan. Then the dirt has to be cleaned. And there are times when God doesn't really have to actively go out and search. Perhaps why? Kenapa sang bapa tidak cari dia punya anak yang terhilang? Ya, bisa-bisa diusir atau apa ya. Maksudnya bermasalah kalau dia pergi. Dia cuma bisa berdoa menunggu supaya anaknya apa? Pulang. There are times when the only thing that you can do is what? To pray. And waiting for your son or your daughter to come home, to realize. Let them learn. The father, I believe the father has taught him many things. Ayah ini sudah kasih tahu. Oh, your spiritual life has to be like this. Your spiritual life has to be like that. Kerohanianmu harus begini, begini. Ini jalan untuk keselamatan dan sebagainya. But the son doesn't want to listen. But at least as a parent, you tell them the truth. You tell them everything that you need to do and let them experience. And when they return, you know that what you told them before was not in vain. Tidak sia-sia. So true. But the point is, even the father was just waiting with prayer when he, with the slightest see of the son, I mean, when the son just came, the father ran and do what? To hug his what? His son. And welcomes him back. And no wonder, Jesus said in Luke 19, tidak heran di dalam Lukas 19 ayat 10 katakan apa ya? Sebab anak manusia datang untuk apa? Mencari. For the son of man came to seek and save those who are lost. So the heartbeat of God, detakan jantung Allah, is the heartbeat with everlasting love. Number two, ever seeking love. And number three, and the last is, God's heart beats with an ever giving love. For God so loved, everlasting love, the world, ever seeking the world, that he got, that he what? He gave, ever giving love. Jantung Allah berdetak dengan kasih yang selalu apa? Memberi. Memberi yang bagaimana? Pas-pas ini ada potluck nih, memang mau kasih bersih kulkas. Memang so banyak sekali. Bukan di Fisdak ya, tapi ada orang kalau mau potluck, bikin bersih kulkas dulu supaya yang so mau busuk-busuk, bikin yo sayur rabuk-rabuk sana supaya habis. Not in Fisdak lah. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son. Diberikanlah anaknya yang satu-satunya dan anaknya yang tunggal. Meaning that is the best. What is not the best? What is not the best? Let me tell you. If God the Father himself died on the cross, that is not the best. Why? Because when the Son died on the cross, the Father died as well on the cross. Pada saat anak itu mati di kayu salib, ayah juga apa? Mati. How many? Me, saudara Hani, semua orang tua. Kalau anak Anda sedang sakit saat ini, ya, apa yang Anda akan lakukan? You do everything, anything. Whatever the son, my son, or my daughter needs, I will give. I'm telling you. I'm not saying, aduh, cuma dua papa ginjal, Anda perlu satu. Kalau nanti papa setengah mati kalau mau dioperasi papa. We don't say like that. We don't say like that to our son. And so when God gave his one and only begotten son, that is the most precious gift, the most precious gift that God the Father can give. Yeah. So God's heart beats with an ever-giving love. Dia tidak tanggung-tanggung. Ya. Tidak kasih yang sisa-sisa. Nyandar, saudara. Ya. Dia nyasa sisa-sisa. Itulah Yesus kita. Ya. And Galatians 2:20. Ya. In Indonesia, Galatians 2 verse 19 bagian akhir B until 20, but in English only one verse. Yeah, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live is in the body. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Anak Allah yang telah mengasihi aku dan menyerahkan dirinya untuk apa? Menyerahkan dirinya untuk aku. The Son of God is not only giving his berkat kepada Anda. The Son of God is not like a pacar yang kasih cuman bunga, coklat, kadang-kadang coklatnya sudah lumer gitu apa. Ini pengalaman pribadi saudara ya. That's human. That is human, yeah. We give something that we think we can, yeah, we can give. But our God, he gave himself. In Ephesians 5:25, even say like that, husband, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church, and what? Gave flower and chocolate to her, or gave blessing, or gave money so that the Fisdak church can build the second floor. Is that only the giving that God gave? He gave himself. He gave himself. So the ever-giving love, everlasting giving, in other words, ever-giving. Ever-giving means, doesn't mean apa, at the beginning, ada apa, the end. The God will not give you. God will not give you eternal life just because, I can see that you have been coming to the church. Okay, I give my life to you because you have come to church often now. Yeah. Oh, I give you my life because you're so faithful in paying your tithe and offering. You know, I give my life to you because you're paying your tithe. No. The ever-giving love means what? But God demonstrate. God do something. God in action. God that do something that can be seen, not just word, but God demonstrate his own love toward us in that while we were converted, when we give tithe, when we become deacon and elder, he died for us. Is that what he says? No. When we were still sinners. So kalau orang-orang lari dari gereja, ya, karena mungkin masalah dosa, they think that, oh, pastor, I'm a sinner. Yeah. I'm a sinner. I don't know whether God can forgive me. Why can't God forgive you? Ya, because orang-orang di gereja aja nggak bisa maafkan saya, pendeta, apalagi Tuhan. Apalagi Tuhan. While we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. How significant is this text? The ever-giving love of God. How significant? Seberapa pentingnya Allah yang memberi ini? Let me show you. There is one statement from the book Desire of Ages, which is quite a little bit strange sometimes. Yeah, we can see. I'll tell you why this is strange. Ellen White in Desire of Ages, page 753, says, Satan with his fierce temptation wrung the heart of Jesus. So Jesus was still on the cross, not yet died. Jesus was still on the cross, and Satan talked to him. Ah, look at you. You are now about to die. You will be separated from your father. You will die. And because so fierce, begitu hebat setan, bisik dia di atas kayu salib. Sudah sakit badannya. His body was in pain. Mentally he was in pain because Satan keep talking to him. So as a result, as a human being, the Bible, the Desire of Ages say what? The Savior could not see through the portals of the tomb. Juruselamat tidak dapat melihat melalui pintu kubur. He could not see what will happen to me. He could not see. He knows that he's going to die, but he could not see what will happen beyond the portal tomb. Di luar apa? Pintu kubur. Ya. Harapan tidak menunjukkan kepadanya tentang keluarnya dari kubur sebagai seorang pemenang. So, he hope did not present to him. He did not have hope. Dia tidak memiliki pengharapan bahwa dia akan keluar dari kematian sebagai pemenang. Kenapa ini strange? Why this is strange? Because Jesus has been telling his disciples, I will be, the temple will be destroyed in 3 days. After 3 days, I will be raised. The temple will be restored. Not only that, when they were still gathering, he already told the disciples, where after 3 days, you go to Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and wait for me there. Tunggu aku di situ. Aku akan pergi. So he knew, dia tahu dia akan apa? Dibangkitkan pada hari ketiga. Seperti temple akan destroyed, lalu akan apa? Ka'bah akan destroyed, lalu akan apa? Didirikan. He knew everything. He knew everything that he will be resurrected. But when the fierce temptation rung in his heart, especially because he never be separated from the Father. Dia belum pernah terpisah dari Bapanya. He was so, as a human being, he was so crushed. He was so crushed because of our sin. Yeah, he was so crushed. But still, yeah, although he could not see through the portals of the tomb, Jesus say in John 19:30, sesudah Yesus meminum anggur asam, after he received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. Finished. And bowing his head, and he gave up his spirit. Memberi, ever giving. Dia memberi. Nah, poinnya. Pay attention to the word finished. Yeah. Finished. Finished what? Selesai dari apa? Yeah. Pekerjaannya. Yeah. The finished in terms of what? Yeah. Sudah selesai pekerjaannya. Apa yang menyebabkan dia sudah, walaupun dia sudah tidak mau berpisah dari Bapa, although he doesn't want to be separated from the Father, but he said, it's finished. And then he gave up his spirit. Let's see. Hebrew 12 verse 2. Yeah. The reason why Jesus was willing to say it is finished. He's not only talking about his life will be finished. Yeah. But the effect of his sacrifice, tapi efek daripada pengorbanannya, the effect of his what? His giving up, dia pada saat dia the effect daripada dia yang memberikan dirinya, apa ya? So that, yeah, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith, dia yang menyelesaikan imannya sendiri, no. He was looking forward not to himself. He could not see beyond the grave, Mrs. White says. But he was able to see that when he died, you and I, our faith can reach its climax. Can finish. We can enter the kingdom of God. Kita dapat masuk dalam kerajaan surga. Ya. Membawa iman kita kepada apa? Kesempurnaan. Ya. Finisher of our faith. Dan itulah sebabnya when he say it is finished, and he gave up, he did not look at himself, go out as the victor. Dia tidak melihat dirinya keluar sebagai pemenang, tapi siapa yang dia lihat sebagai pemenang? Waktu dia katakan, it is finished. Siapa yang dia lihat sebagai pemenang? Arda, semua kita. Ya. Gladys, Tante Reni. Ya. Sorry, mohon maaf, tidak sebut satu-satu, karena panjang lagi khotbah kita ya. Tapi dia akan menyebutkan satu demi satu. Itu dia. Ya. Dia melihat. Dia akan dikatakan apa ya? But who for the joy was set before him. Itu yang dia lihat. Yang dia lihat adalah, walaupun saya harus mati, biarlah saya mati. Agar supaya. Let me die. So that all of us can enter the kingdom. So who is God to you? Who is God? Penjahat? Keras? Who is God to you? Today we have learned about the heartbeat of God. Detakan jantung Allah. Detakan jantung yang penuh dengan kasih, with everlasting love. Detakan jantung yang berdetak oleh sebab dia yang mencari orang yang berdosa. Detakan jantung yang berdetak karena dia memberikan dirinya. Mati bagi saudara dan saya. Tidak heran ada satu lagu ya. And can it be that I should gain an interest in Savior's blood, died for me, dan seterusnya ya. Jadi, dapatkah kita melihat apa? Darah Kristus yang ada untuk kita? Tidak. Kita tidak wajib, tidak apa? Kita tidak dapat menerimanya. Begitu hebat. Dan itulah amazing love tersebut. Itulah kasih ajaib yang sungguh mulia saat Kristus mati bagi kita. Saya bawa ini dalam nama Yesus.